I've enjoyed it in the URN studios with people from Stop the Traffic Society, and we're going to have a quick conversation about the close-up. So Emily, James and Ollie are going to talk to us about what the event's about. So firstly, what is the Stop the Traffic Society close-up?
Okay, well basically what we're trying to do is raise awareness about the fact that we don't really know where our clothes come from. So what we want to do is highlight what's going on down the supply chains and try and encourage various companies to basically look into what's actually going on in the supply chain and be willing to do something about it. So the close-up essentially is the idea that people bring in unwanted clothes, shoes, jewellery, whatever they've got. They can bring them into the box office and get them sorted for tokens, and then these tokens can be used to buy other various items that will be there. So while they're there, they'll get to learn about the Simangani scheme, which I think Ollie will talk about a bit later, which we're trying to raise awareness of. And just have a really nice time. We'll have some music and we'll have some food, and it'll just be a great way to get rid of all your unwanted old things and maybe find something new.
And so what's the purpose behind it? Why is this event? Because we could go to the shops, we could just sell our own clothes. What's the thinking behind the event?
Well, the whole point is to stop everyone who wants to refresh their wardrobe or get some new clothes from just going to the stores, you know, and contributing to the supply chains that keep, you know, human trafficking and modern-day slavery in business. So we thought students have, like, a lot of clothes. I personally have a lot of clothes that I need to get rid of myself. I'd love to get some more. The whole idea is just to get people to swap over, but without contributing to, like, any ethical issues, as well as learning a bit. And it's just a bit of, like, getting people involved as well in a charity cause without saying donate money or bake cakes or anything like that.
So for those people that don't necessarily know what Stop the Traffic does or what the charity cause is all about, can you just give me a little bit more information that might help also explain the purpose for the event?
Yeah, sure. So basically, like I said, we're trying to raise awareness of human trafficking and modern-day slavery. Basically, not many people know that modern-day slavery is still an issue, but it's actually more of an issue than it's ever been. At the moment, there's more slaves than there ever have been in human history, including the slave trade, which is just unbelievable. So what we want to do is just get people to know about this, talk about it, and then hopefully we'll put pressure on the people that can do something about it to do something about it. So essentially our main goal is to raise awareness rather than raise funds, because we think that's the first goal that needs to be tackled in order for there to be any real change.
And is this an issue that is particularly important for students to know about? Is it one that we're affected by on a day-to-day basis?
Well, there's something like between 27 million and 32 million people in slavery, like, at the moment. And they contribute to industries such as food, so we got chocolate and wheat, and then clothing as well. So the whole point is that actually, while we may think it's an issue that doesn't affect anyone like us, actually every time we go to the shops and buy something, we make a conscious or subconscious choice. And actually sometimes we're not sure or not aware that actually these choices are contributing to people being enslaved and living, you know, unfree lives where their work and their fortunes aren't their own.
And so do you hold a lot of events throughout the year to sort of raise awareness for these issues?
We hold a variety of events throughout the year. We recently did a bowling trip in which we all competed in basically groups and teams against the other societies, because we believe that slavery can cross over into the other areas. It affects a lot of children around the world. I mean, for example, in the Sengali incident that basically Ollie will talk to you about, you talked about later. But we hold mostly our events are focused on raising the awareness, as Emily's always said. But really, it's a very complicated matter, because this, like we said, it's affecting students that basically travel abroad as well. And if people want to go to foreign countries and say if they do want to volunteer and things like that, it can be quite precarious and dangerous if they don't know what they get themselves into in these situations. So we hold lots of events to raise awareness for that's happening, but also for students basically to find out that basically if they go abroad, what they're in for.
And so what is the Songali incident that we were referring to a couple of times already?
Yeah, so it's one of the biggest areas where children especially are trafficked for the fashion industry is in the Tamil Nadu in India. And they have something there called the Simangali scheme, where children as young as 14 will sign up to work in factories that produce textiles or work cotton, you know, anything to do with the fashion industry really. And that they will be given a lump sum of money for their work, and they'll be working 12 hours a day, 6 days a week, with very little rest, very little, like, food. with the scheme, which is sort of meant to give their families a bit of extra money and get them going, unfortunately, what often happens is that these children don't get given the money. They have to work 2 or 3 years longer than they should. They don't get to speak to their families. And while the rest of India and the world might know of the scheme as like a great way of raising money and education for the third world countries, like the reality is that it's just sinking people into slavery themselves.
Now, I know you guys go to a lot of events, as already discussed. I saw you personally at the Society Showcase earlier on in the year down in the Trinity Square. You know, at that event, I saw you wearing signs around your neck, offering different prices for the people that were sending. How important are those symbolic gestures to sort of get the message out there? Because people probably aren't aware of the issues you're raising.
So there was some confusion over that, because we did get people coming up to us asking us for different things. So symbols are important to some extent, but they can often convey the wrong information. But it's a great way to actually get people to come over and talk to you in those sorts of things. So the symbolism is always important, but symbols can represent so many different sort of ideas. And
we ran a similar thing in campus about 2 weeks earlier, and actually, just by saying, look, show your support, wear a barcode or a price tag around your neck, let us take a picture of you. You know, we got something like 120 people interested in our cause, and sort of 80 people let us take their photos. So that's one of the things, is just to build up a catalogue of, you know, visual support for our cause across the university.
And if people, I'm currently looking at the Facebook event right now as we talk, you've got 233 people currently set to come down. If people want to find out more about the event, how can they do so?
Well, they can join our Facebook page. They just go on Stop the Traffic UON. We're constantly posting updates on there, so that's definitely a good place to start. We're also on Instagram at stopthetraffic.knots. So there'll be information on there as well. But we have meetings every Wednesday in C27 in Portland at 1 p.m. And everyone's welcome. It doesn't matter if you've never been before or you don't know anything about human trafficking. Any help is more than welcome. So you can always come and talk to us there as well. Or message me, Emily Hunter, on Facebook, and I'll give you any more information.
And most importantly, where and when is this fantastic close call going to be held?
It will be in Portland Atrium on the 17th of March. From 11 till 4. So come on down.
We here at URN will indeed be going down to the close swap, and you just want to add something? Is that what you...
Oh, no, I wanted to talk about... I thought you were going to ask a question about slavery, where it's going to go and when it's going to end. But...
Oh, no, I can do that for you if you want, yeah. I'll ask that then I'll do my wrap-up. So, just in terms of a broader picture, something that we're looking at maybe more generally, something that people, students, should be aware about, whereabouts, where is modern-day slavery now, and where do you think it's what direction is it progressing in?
At the moment, it is absolutely everywhere. It's happening in every single country, every single state of America. I think that is one of our main issues we need to overcome, is this false belief that slavery is something happening a million miles away to people, like vulnerable people that can be easily exploited. But that's not the case. Obviously, those people, it is more easy to exploit them, but there are many people, including this country, who can be trafficked and coerced into modern-day slavery. There was 6 people arrested in Derby, I think, just a couple of years ago for trafficking. And if you look in the news, it's not that hard to find. There are cases going on all the time in London and various other places. It's also fairly common for young girls to meet a fellow traveller, if they choose to go travelling abroad, who they may befriend or maybe get a boyfriend, and they're then coerced into the sex slave trade. So it does happen absolutely everywhere, and at the moment it is the fastest growing crime, so it's only increasing.